iatrogenic ureteric rosary, Stone Street. Introduction. Urolithiasis is a common occurrence in India. Despite recent advances and improvements in the understanding of urolithiasis and its prophylaxis, that is medical management, surgical treatment, that is endourological, it still remains a dominant role. In spite of the availability of minimally invasive multimodal modalities to treat renal and ureteric calculi like shockwave lithotripsy, ureterorenoscopy, laser lithoclasty, retroperitoneoscopic ureterolithotomy, and antegrade percutaneous nephrolithotomy to manage urolithiasis, open surgery still has an important role to play in the successful management of selected cases of renal or ureteric calculi. This is adequately demonstrated by the present report. The case report. A 30-year-old man presented with a one-week history of fever, oliguria, and flank pain. Interrogation and referral note revealed that he was a case of a giant left renal stagon calculus with multiple calyceal stones. Operative note revealed that he had undergone a difficult open left pyelolithotomy elsewhere, in which the surgeon had managed to remove only 60% of the stone bulk, and the surgery was terminated due to severe intraoperative renal bleeding with a nephrostomy placed in situ. At presentation, the nephrostomy had slipped out and he demonstrated pallor, fever, tachycardia and signs of sepsis. His hemoglobin and blood urea were 7 g/cent and 80 mg/dL. The urine output was less than 1 liter for 24 hours and an emergency ultrasound demonstrated significant left hydroureteronephrosis with calculi. An X-ray KUB demonstrated a rosary-like stone street in the line of renal pelvis and ureter from the level of L1 to L4, table oblique figure 1. He underwent an ultrasound-guided percutaneous nephrostomy, drained 350 ml of purulent blood-stained urine under local anesthesia the following day after correction of hemoglobin and dyselectrolytremia. 2 days after due preparation, that is aseptic precautions, adequate hydration and IV injection ciprofloxacin 200 mg every 12 hours and IM injection amikacin 500 mg every 12 hours, he underwent an open ureterolithotomy in which 17 ureteric calculi were gently removed through a single ureteromy by retrograde milking of the dilated ureter, and a double J ureteric stent was placed in an antegrade manner. Check X-ray KUB revealed total clearance of the calculi. Table oblique figure 1. He was discharged uneventfully 2 weeks later. The discussion. Steinstrasse, a street of stone, is a German word coined to denote the phenomenon of accumulation of multiple stone fragments and gravel within the ureter following shockwave lithotripsy of renal calculi. In the present case, it's probable that after the surgeon removed the large pelvic stagon calculus, the smaller calyceal calculi became mobile and later slipped into the ureter, producing an iatrogenic ureteric rosary and stone street that jeopardized the left renal unit, resulting in obstructive pyonephrosis and oliguria. Other minimally invasive options to manage this challenging problem include shockwave lithotripsy, flexible ureteroscopy with holmium laser lithoclasty, and multimodal endourology could have been attempted, but these were not available at the center. Ballistic lithotripsy and ureteroscopy were not considered due to the high risk of ureteric perforation, as the dilated ureter was full of multiple large impacted calculi. Laparoscopic ureterolithotomy was not considered, as this was a complex case involving reoperative surgery in which laparoscopy or retroperitoneoscopy is a relative contraindication and is safer to handle with open surgery. The present case was reported to highlight the importance of timely endourological intervention and stenting while handling such renal units with a complicated massive stone burden. Awareness of this possibility and urgent, timely, appropriate urological and surgical intervention saved the renal unit and maximized his renal function.